Psalm 65, verse 3. I'm going to read it out of the King James first, and then I'm going to read it out of the Message. For those of you who say, oh, why does she use the Message? Because it really says the same thing as the King James, but a little more up to date. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. That's the King James. The Message says, our sins are too much for us, but you get rid of them once and for all. And he does. Amen. That kind of says it a little clearer, doesn't it, huh? I love the King James, and yes, I study out of the King James all the time. But to get the Message across quickly, the Message works really well. Then it goes on. King James, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. And the Message says, blessed are the chosen, blessed the guests at your place, at home in your place. We expect our fill of good things in your house, your heavenly manse. Well, what do some commentators say about these verses? The Life Application Bible says, although we may feel overwhelmed by the multitude of our sins, God will forgive them all if we ask sincerely. Amen. Do you feel as though God could ever forgive you, that your sins might be too many? Or that some of them are too great? The good news is that God can forgive and will forgive them all. Nobody is beyond redemption, and nobody is so full of sin that he or she cannot be made clean. Wow, what a promise, huh? Remember that one as you're sharing with other people. It's a good one. Just having that in your mind as you start sharing with somebody who's really, really deep in sin. God can forgive it all. And Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown says, God's mercy alone delivers us from the burden of iniquities by purging or expiating by atonement the transgressions with which we are charged. Matthew Henry goes on. Listen, I love this. I like Matthew Henry. I think he's a great commentator. Our sins prevail against us. We cannot pretend to balance them with any righteousness of our own. Yet as for our transgressions, of thine own free mercy, and for the sake of a righteousness of thine own providing, we shall not come into condemnation for them. Wow, we shall not come into condemnation. I ministered to someone on the phone this week for some time, not of this congregation. And the problem was, the person was doing the right thing. The person was really trying very hard to live a Christian life. But she was in so much condemnation for the goals that she'd set for herself that God didn't set, that she wasn't able to attain those goals. Well, God never gave her. She's not Superwoman. She had her goal set so high that she was condemned, but when she said what she was doing, I could encourage her that she was really walking in the steps and the way of the Lord, and she needed to rejoice for that and not be condemned. But even for our sins, we have mercy from God. And once we confess that sin, there is now, therefore, no more condemnation. We need to tell ourselves that and not keep confessing the same thing over and over and over and over again, because God has forgiven it, and we need to stand in His forgiveness. It's a beautiful gift. He goes on to say, observe what it is to come into communion with God in order to blessedness. It is to converse with Him as one we love and value. It is to apply ourselves closely to religion as to the business of our dwelling place. Observe how we come into communion with God, only by God's free choice. There is an abundance of goodness in God's house, and what is satisfying to the soul, there is enough for all, enough for each, and it's always ready. And all without money and without price. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
God's mercy, His communion, our fellowship with Him. We don't have to pay for it. If the market goes down, it doesn't make any difference. Communion with God doesn't cost us one more penny. Hallelujah. By faith and prayer, we may keep up communion with God and bring comfort in from Him wherever we are. But it is only through that Blessed One who approaches the Father as our advocate and surety that sinners may expect or can find this happiness. And who is that one that we go through?
Jesus.
Amen. Matthew Henry, I think, has a good word for us all, and we need to listen to it, and we need to apply these verses of the Bible to our lives. Let's stand as we go into worship. Let's stand, and let's say these verses out of the Message Bible. Our sins too much for us, but You get rid of them once and for all. Blessed are the chosen. Blessed the guests at home in Your place. We expect our fill of good things in Your house, Your heavenly manse. Let's praise Him as we go into worship, knowing this in our heart and having a confidence as we come before Him. Because in Him we what? We live, we move, and have our being. Let's stay in Him. Amen.